You may remember back in late 2019, the state government introduced legislation enforcing drivers to slow down to 40 kilometres an hour when there's emergency service vehicles on the side of the road. We're talking about fire brigade, also ambulance and police, of course. And the campaign, You Know What to Do When You See Red and Blue, was very well received, I think it was anyway. And what's happened since then, of course, is that it doesn't cover everyone that's involved in a roadside emergency. You do have RACT service, roadside service, for example. You have tow trucks and others with orange flashing lights, and there's no compulsion to slow down to 40 kilometres an hour for them. Something needs to be changed to make it safer for them, and the RACT's Chief Mobility Officer is Jeff Ayers, who joins me now. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Yeah, g'day, Martin. How are you going, mate?
Good, good. Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. I'm right in saying that the 40-kilometre red and blue campaign has worked very well, and people generally do the right thing when there's those sorts of emergencies on the side of the road?
Yes, mate, absolutely. Yeah, that's my understanding. That's worked really well in that space. And obviously, for our guys that are out there on the side of the road, obviously, you know, their tow trucks and their patrol vans, and our guys don't have any such protection at all. Obviously, you know, we don't get to choose where, you know, vehicles break down. And if you think of some of the roads in Tasmania, you know, probably, I think, one of the worst highways in Tasmania for someone to break down on is probably the Bass Highway. There's really nowhere, you know, if you have a breakdown on that highway, there's nowhere for you to really get off the road in parts of that highway. Our guys have to go out there in their tow trucks and their patrol vans and obviously either, you know, try and repair the vehicle where it is or put it on the back of a truck. And when vehicles are whizzing past there at 110 kilometres an hour, and there's a lot of them, it's a pretty high-risk work site for our guys.
If anyone thinks that it's not a real issue, they should go down to the highway tonight, stand behind a safety barrier in a safe place, and just watch how quickly the traffic comes past. It's quite scary, isn't it?
Yeah, one of the most valuable things that we did, we put together some new obviously operating procedures for our guys to do the best to try and look after them that we can in the circumstances. And we went out with some video cameras and some still cameras and took photos of those work sites. And when you actually stand back and you watch, you know, for example, a B double going past a tow truck on the Bass Highway at 110 kilometres or 100 kilometres an hour, it really dawns on you then just how dangerous it is where our guys work every day. Most people, you know, tend to do the right thing. They'll at least slow down a little bit and give us some room, but a lot of motorists don't. They don't give us any space at all. I previously used to work as a patrolling contractor myself and been on the side of the Southern Outlet and Hobart and obviously other roads in very busy highways, the Brooker Highway, and people just don't give you any space at all. It's an incredibly dangerous work site to have to operate in.
And you've actually got anecdotal evidence from your RACT roadside assist staff that there's been near misses on quite a number of occasions and they still continue to happen.
Yeah, that's right. Most of our guys have, you know, let us know when they have any miss where someone's, you know, gone past them incredibly closely. And at times we've had police in attendance. You know, we've had police there already with their red and blues going. We've had tow trucks there and people still don't slow down. And our guys obviously let us know when those kinds of things happen. And it's a pretty frequent occurrence.
It almost, if it was me and it happened to me more than once, I'd be hesitant about going out again. I mean, it must put the fear of God into some of your people.
Yeah, that's right. We obviously, we do call on the police for assistance, you know, where we can. And obviously, you know, where we've got the ability to do so, we'll send, you know, additional vehicles to the site. So we'll send another tow truck or another patrol van to try and give motorists advance warning that there's a breakdown up ahead. But you know, like I said at the start, you know, we don't get to choose where these vehicles break down. They can just stop anywhere and we have to, someone's got to remove them from where they are. And, I guess we're looking for some additional support from the state government to get our guys included in the slow down, move over legislation.
Well, it's not as if you're trying to do something that's never been done before, because there's already laws in Western Australia and New South Wales along similar lines, and the Road Safety Advisory Council is due to deliver a report to the state government in the near future based on the last 12 months or so with the Red and Blue campaign, and really you'd like to see them include a recommendation that it should apply to also to breakdown and roadside assist vehicles as well.
Yeah, that's right. And logically, you really couldn't see any reason why that couldn't be part of it. Obviously, our guys don't have the luxury of, setting up, reduced speed signs and all those kinds of things like they do if they're doing road works and those kinds of things. So they've got the the opportunity to plan that, you know, we don't get that opportunity. We get a call, some of our members, you know, broken down on the side of the Bass Highway is a good example, and we've got to go and try and remove them from there as quickly as we can, because obviously our members are exposed to, you know, dangerous situation as well. Yeah.
Also, look, even, yes, say the majority of people do slow down, but even if they slow down to, say, 80 kilometres an hour, for example, that's still very fast. And what happens when they slow down is they start to rubberneck and wonder what's happening here on the side of the road. And they may not see, you know, a tow truck driver or a road assist person just step out from the other side of the road into the traffic. I mean, it's fraught with all sorts of dangers, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And like I said, you know, if you go there and, like we have done, and you stand there and you just watch those work sites while the guys are working, it really dawns on you then that just how dangerous it is. We have procedures in place for our guys to try and do the best that we can to look after them, but this legislation will play a key role in making our guys even safer out there on the side of the road.
Yeah, I'd imagine some of the things you've got in place is like giving themselves some sort of shelter by parking the vehicle, their vehicle, between them and where they have to work. But if someone comes through at 100 kilometres an hour and collects the vehicle, it's not going to stop anyone, is it, really?
No, that's right. You know, part of our procedures for our patrols, particularly, is, you know, they use the patrol van to try and give themselves some space and some protection. But if somebody's not watching, you know, what they're doing with all the distractions in the cars these days, mobile phones, and they run into the back of the car that the patrol van at 100 kilometres an hour, it's not going to end well for anyone.
No, indeed. Look, let's hope that it doesn't take a tragedy to get this law changed, Jeff, and we hope that the government and the Road Safety Advisory Council can see the common sense in having it changed. But thanks for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Thanks very much. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Jeff Ayres, who is the RACT Chief Mobility Officer. And it just makes common sense. You know, why would you have laws governing red and blue lights and not extend them to orange lights as well? Because those people are facing the same dangers that other emergency service workers have to face as well.